I work as a mechanic for a car shop in my town. It's a locally owned and run repair place that started up many years ago. The shop runs out of an old warehouse and has a bunch of broken down cars and pieces of cars sitting outside in what we refer to as the scrapyard. It's just the name we give it. Most of the scrapyard is just cars waiting for parts. Anyway, my job for the past 2 years has been to order and keep track of stock that goes in and out, and the best time to do this is when it isn't busy, so overnight. I guess I kind of doubled as a security guard too, because it wasn't uncommon for crazy people and teenagers to jump the fence and try to mess with or steal stuff from the scrapyard. On this night, I got into work at 8, talking to my boss for a bit before he left, and then it was just me in the warehouse. It was raining outside, so inside the building it was really noisy, but also calming in a way. I did my usual routine of going through the orders that the mechanics had sent in and checking what had been used during the day. There was nothing out of the ordinary, but two cars needed to order very specific parts, and for one of them, the mechanic didn't write down the model year, which sometimes can be really important. I got up from the desk and walked through the warehouse, looking for this gray Nissan Versa so I could confirm what part to get. But as I got to the end of the warehouse, I still didn't see it. I sighed, knowing it had to be in the scrapyard, which of course was on the one day that it was raining out. I went back to my desk, and after a brief coffee break, I grabbed my jacket and flashlight and went to the back door. The rain seemed to have picked up since I was last outside, but in the distance, I could see the car I was looking for hiding between a few other vehicles. I stepped out into the rain and started walking over, turning on my flashlight. As I got about to the center of the scrapyard, though, a sudden movement from something in front of me made me stop in my tracks. It was at the edge of the light, and I wasn't exactly paying attention, but it looked like a person moving from behind one of the cars. The rain covered up any sound I would have heard, though, so I just stood there and held my flashlight up, waiting for any more movement.
"Hello? I saw you already. Just get out of here,"
I yelled, hoping it was just some kid messing around. I took a few steps closer to where I'd seen them and yelled again for them to leave the property. I didn't see anything, so I moved closer and started to look around the whole area, but whoever was there must have left already. Honestly, I was relieved that I didn't have to call the cops or do anything drastic. I quickly walked over to the Nissan and got the model year, then jogged back to the warehouse and went inside. I took off my jacket and sat back at the desk, filling out the rest of the info and sending through the order. I was there for another half hour, filling out more of the order requests. Then I had to do the stock counting in the actual warehouse part of the building. By then, it was probably 12:30 or 1 a.m. I walked along the shelves and checked what everyday products and parts had been used up. While making my way down the first set of shelves, a sudden thud rang through the warehouse, and then the lights went out. I stood with my eyes wide open, staring into the abyss of dark. I couldn't see anything. But between the sound of the rain hitting the roof, I could hear footsteps walking through the building. I stared in the direction of where the sound was coming from and could immediately tell that they were coming toward me. I didn't know what to do. At this point, I was sure that whoever was in here had shut off the power, but why they were here, I didn't know. And without any light, I couldn't even run away. All I could do was listen to their footsteps grow louder as I stared into the pitch black, hoping they didn't know where I was. They were only about 10 feet away when I heard them stop. After a moment, I heard a box open and things being shifted around before the footsteps began going away. I was holding my breath the whole time, and after 30 seconds, it was completely silent. I waited for a few minutes before finally taking my phone out and calling 911, then using the flashlight on it to move toward the breaker room and flipping the power switch back on. Looking through the warehouse with the police, all that was left were the wet shoe prints going through the building and out the back door. It seemed like the person that was out in the scrapyard had probably slipped in while I was outside and the door was still unlocked. Then they obviously stole a bunch of gear from our warehouse. Even though they likely didn't have the intent to hurt me, who knows what could have happened if they knew I was standing only a few feet from them. And without me ever getting a look at them, there's a chance that they came fully armed and willing to do anything. I had just gotten home from work and was sitting back on the couch with a movie on. It was storming outside and it was Friday, so what better to do than stay up late and watch some TV? I had the window curtains open in case any lightning started up, hoping to catch some cool sights. It doesn't rain very often where I live, so nights like these are really rare and always get me excited. But as the night went on, and at just about midnight, I noticed something outside my window. Across the street, there was a man walking down the sidewalk. He had no hood or coat on, and was completely soaked, but he walked up to one of the houses and onto their porch. I couldn't see too much through the rain and dark, but it looked like he was waiting for them to enter the door. And after a minute, he walked down to the sidewalk again and continued further down the street. I couldn't see any further, but seeing that gave me an uneasy feeling. At this time of night, and in this kind of weather, it just wasn't normal to be walking around and up to people's houses. I closed the curtains by the window, just so that if he did come to my house, then he wouldn't see me inside and expect me to answer the door. But only 15 minutes passed before there was a sound outside my house. Someone was walking up my driveway and up to my front door, but there was no knock or doorbell. I heard them moving around, walking across my porch and near one of the windows, then going back to the door. By now, I was really confused and wanted to look out the peephole, but was worried that they'd hear me. I waited, and after a minute, there were no more sounds. I quietly walked up to the door and looked. It was the man I'd seen earlier, and he was still there, standing at the edge of my porch, looking at the door with a blank face. I watched him for a few seconds before I got really creeped out and backed away. It was now that I started to think calling the police would be worth it, especially if he was going around to other people's houses and doing the same thing. I turned to get my phone, but then there was the sound of footsteps departing. I looked out again, and he was gone. After giving it some thought, I felt that this was still too creepy to not inform the police about. Whatever that man was doing was not normal. I called and let them know about it. They said they would send an officer to patrol the neighborhood and see if they can get the man to stop or explain what he was doing, but that was about all that could be done at the time. I thanked them, then hung up and checked out the door one more time before going back to the couch. The whole thing had really worn me out though, taking away the relaxing night and just making me exhausted. I shut everything off and went upstairs to get in bed, but as I got in and turned off the lights, a thump sounded from downstairs. I sat up, and then it came again. It was loud, like someone smashing something against the wall. I got up and ran to the top of the stairs, and now hearing it for the third time, I realized it was at the front door. Someone was hitting something against it, like they were trying to forcefully break it down. I walked down a few steps and looked over, seeing the door violently shake every time they hit it. It looked like they were just a few hits away from breaking it down. Now absolutely terrified, I locked myself in the bedroom and called the police again. The operator said that an officer was in the neighborhood and would be here in just a minute, but through their voice, I heard wood shatter and the door slamming against the ground. Footsteps quickly moved through the downstairs, going into every room without stopping. Then they began moving up the stairs, but were cut off by the officer pulling in and running up to the house. The intruder immediately stopped and ran for the back door as the officer came in and yelled at him, and apparently they had trouble getting the back door open in the heat of the moment, so the officer was able to get him down and into the car. The man, who looked like a psycho up close, refused to say anything, like not even a single word, before they drove him off. His intentions were clear though. He was carrying a heavy hammer and had a bunch of zip ties in his pocket. That doesn't exactly sound like a coincidence considering what he was doing. Why he chose to go for my house isn't clear though, but what likely saved me was calling the police that first time. If I hadn't, the officer wouldn't have been in the neighborhood so close by, and likely would have gotten here too late for me to have ever been seen again. This happened last year. It was the beginning of spring, and we were going through a rainy month where pretty much every day there was some kind of downpour, either light drizzling or full-on storms. I do deliveries for a popular restaurant in my area, so rain isn't the most amazing thing when I have to be running through it all the time to pick up and drop off orders. This night started as any other. I got to work at 6 and drove around a couple orders before getting one to deliver somewhat far away. It was 10 miles out from our restaurant, going into the more woodsy part of town. It wasn't all forest or anything. It was just more spread out and less densely populated. The roads were all covered by trees, and most neighborhoods weren't visible from the main roads. While driving though, there was only one car behind me. Not in a weird way, but that's just how empty the road was. But once I got maybe 2 miles in, a beam of someone's headlights in front of me came out of nowhere, revealing a car in the middle of the road, swerving to a stop. I slammed on my brakes as the car was now sideways, blocking the whole road. The guy behind me did the same, stopping so close to me that I was surprised we didn't collide. After the initial seconds of shock, I looked up at the car in the middle of the road. It was a beat-up looking sedan, and they had their brights on still, making it too blinding to see who was in the car. I'd say that whoever was in there had to have been falling asleep at the wheel, or just not paying attention, but they seemed to have intentionally left their headlights off until the last second when they swerved into the road. I didn't see where they came from, it was too dark, so I'm not sure if they were just driving down the road, or if they came from the side of the road. The car behind me laid on their horn, clearly frustrated by whatever this was. I probably should have been more skeptical, but in the moment when something crazy like this happens, it's hard to think straight. Either way though, the car behind me was too close for me to move back, and the car in front was blocking the whole way forward, so I couldn't go anywhere unless one of them moved first. After a while of the guy behind me honking, he stopped and got out of his car. I looked in the mirror, seeing a large man begin walking through the rain. He looked furious as he passed right by my car and walked up to the other. He stood at their window, angrily yelling at whoever was in there, but with the rain, I could barely hear what he was saying, and I couldn't hear anything at all of what the other person was saying, if they even were responding. I saw the man outside bang on the window a few times as he yelled, but then he suddenly stopped and went quiet. He slowly backed away from the window, then nervously walked back to his car. As he was getting in, the driver's side of the other car opened. A man stepped out, wearing a thick hoodie that covered most of his face. I was now getting really freaked out, and still had no way of leaving other than running out of my car and into the woods, which was probably a terrible idea. So I sat there and watched as the man quickly made his way up to the car behind me, but just as he got to the door, the car floored it backwards. Their tires screeched as they slid against the pavement, losing control and sliding off the road. They made it past a few trees before eventually slamming into one further into the woods. The man that was still on the road turned and looked at my car, making eye contact with me in my side mirror. Horrified, I put my car in reverse and pressed on the gas, backing out past him, then turned around and sped off. I obviously called the police, but still had no idea what was really going on there. That night, an officer got to the scene about 15 minutes after I'd left, and the only thing there was the car wedged in the woods against a tree. The other car was gone, and neither of the men were there. I think we can all assume what probably happened without even having any reasoning to go off of. But there's still a million questions that need answers. All I can say is that if the other guy behind me wasn't there, I likely would be in his place right now.